So that was a, what kind of peach?
A freestone.
Uh-huh, and the opposite of that would be a...
Cling.
A cling peach?
I guess.
Okay. You make a sandwich with peanut butter and...
Bread.
Well, peanut butter and, it's a certain kind of sandwich, peanut butter and... You put it on your toast sometimes.
Butter?
Or,
Margarine?
Starts with a J.
Jelly.
Yeah. I never know how to give that one. The little things that grow out in the forest, and they have little caps on them, what are those called?
Mushrooms.
And if it's inedible?
Toadstools are inedible. Mushrooms are the edible ones.
Mm-hmm. And you would call dried meat what?
Jerky.
Have you ever heard of the term chipped beef?
No. Oh, chipped beef, yeah, I use that all the time.
What is chipped beef?
It's dried and reformed into little flat things that come in a jar.
Is it different from jerky?
Jerky is actually it's a strip of lean beef. You know, jerky is the muscle of a, and it's dried.
Mm-hmm.
While chipped beef is, well, it's mashed up and then it's reformed into patties and then sold in a jar.
Interesting. What do you use it for?
Jerky?
The chipped beef.
Oh, I make, what do they call it, on toast for my husband. One day I scramble an egg for him, the next day I make chipped beef. It's, I make a gravy, and then I cut up the chipped beef in little pieces and cook it, and then he eats it on biscuits. And what do I call that? Well, I call it chipped beef.
That's interesting. Okay. I've never seen that before.
They serve it a lot for instance, out at the Officers Club for their brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, most brunches have chipped beef.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good.
Neat. What is a fat pork cured in brine called?
A what?
Fat pork, which is cured in brine.
Oh, ham.
Oh, okay. Is that different from salt pork?
Well, I guess it is.
But you never heard of salt pork?
Oh, sure. But I never did know how it was made.
Oh.
But it's pork that's salted down and left to cure,
mm-hmm.
while ham is more or less smoked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you call meat that is made from the jowls and head of a hog, and it's packed in a casing?
Pork jowls.
Do you call it head cheese?
Head cheese, yeah. I've heard of that.
I always thought that was cheese. I never knew what it was. if you want to, you have vegetables boiling on the stove and you want to get rid of the water, what do you have to do to it?
Drain them.
Uh-huh, or you might say... Same as drain, but different word.
No, drain is what I would say.
How about if you wanted to get particles out of a liquid that you had, you'd want to do what to the liquid?
Strain.
Okay.
Strain it.
And have you heard of a name for a watered-down milk? What would you call watered-down milk?
What would I call what?
Watered-down milk.
Blue John?
Wow. You know that one.
Yeah. Actually, that's skim milk. It's what we always call skim milk.